Time now on the Benusa Pregame Show to visit with Tom Cerutieri, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, how nice was it for your guys to finally score a bunch of goals?
Oh, it was great, Schultz. We've been struggling as of late, getting 5-on-5 goals, and obviously, you know, we got them in bunches on Saturday night, so it was a good feeling for the guys and the coaching staff.
Which of these stats more impressive to you from last week? 5 goals, 5 goal scorers, 3 defensemen with assists, and 6 players with 2 points.
I would say 5 different players scoring.
You look at the rest of the league over the last 10 games that everyone has played, nobody's got more than 5 wins, nobody's got fewer than 2. It's kind of the way it is the end of the year, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's the, you know, honestly, Schultz, it's the way it is all year. You know, we just happened to get on a nice little run early and you know, created a little cushion for ourselves, as did Michigan Tech. But, I mean, by and large, you know what, college hockey, there's a lot of splits. There's a lot of splits all year long, but you are right, Schultz, especially the second half of the year when, you know, you're playing teams for the second time and or you've seen them on tape a lot and, you know, kind of the haze in the barn at that particular time as well.
Very surprised to see number 2 in your lineup for tonight. Last Saturday night, you guys thought you were going to be without him for quite a while. What's this week been like medically for him?
You know what? He's really made strides. And again, you know, we thought it was a lot worse Saturday night. We were told it was a lot worse. And he went and got some x-rays, and that was positive. And again, for whatever reason, again, he's made great strides every day, and he feels pretty darn good today.
Hopefully it never comes to this, but you've got Dylan Eichstead back now, too. If Billet and Eichstead weren't able to go tonight, you're down to 6 defensemen. If something happened in a game, is it easier to move a forward up or a defenseman up?
It's easier to make move a defenseman up, absolutely. It's tougher for a forward. But we got a few forwards we feel, again, you know, in an emergency basis could go back there and be just fine. But you'd hate to do that long term.
You also have Brendan Harms back. That's 3 guys with injuries that are coming back. You lose any sleep putting 3 guys that are questionable coming back into the lineup at once?
Well, it is what it is. I mean, you know, you wish, obviously, again, that I don't think there's an easy way to get back in the lineup because, again, you just got to get thrown into the fire, and that's what's going on right now, Schultz. But the bottom line is all those guys have played a lot of college hockey, so they know what to expect.
More with Coach Cerutieri when we return. Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show, Part 2 with Head Coach Tom Cerutieri. This event, Tom, has been on life support for a while. Officially, the news came out this week, but we've known for a while that this was going to be the end of it. What does this mean for the fans in this state?
I think it's too bad. I mean, I think this thing should continue on. You know, we have to build on it. Yeah, there's some things we could do different. I mean, you know, you have high-end ticket prices, obviously. You know, maybe we could do it at a different time. But the bottom line is it's not like it's a flop. I mean, we've had 23,000-24,000 fans. You know, you do the math, that's 10,000-11,000 fans, you know, each night, and that's not bad. And now I realize, again, we didn't have 10,000 people in the building when we played St. Cloud last year, Schultz. Yeah, I get it. But, you know, at the bottom line, is that's what the numbers show. So I think it's good hockey. I think it's a destination weekend. I think I'd love to see us build on it. But, again, if you don't have buy-in from all 5 teams, it's irrelevant, and that's where we're at right now.
St. Cloud State is very good. What's the biggest challenge that they pose to you tonight?
Well, I just think their talent up front. You know, they got good. They're very good in transition. Very good in transition. They want to try to counterattack on turnovers. They got a very good power play. So, you know, we just obviously get to stay out of the box and make sure you take care of the puck.
Bob Motzko's a good friend of yours. How happy are you for him for the job that he and the rest of their staff got done at the World Juniors?
Well, it's a tough tournament to win. And I think that's a feather in Bobby's cap and, you know, their assistant coaches, you know, as well. And it's a tough tournament to win. And, you know, they had to win 2 shootouts to win that thing. And, you need some breaks and need a little luck. So the way that's a short tournament, it's a players tournament. And I just think those guys, I think Bobby and his staff just did an unbelievable job. And it was good to get the gold back in the USA's hands.
I'm not going to put this tournament on par with that tournament as far as what it means to the country, obviously. But you've always talked that it's important to play for championships and play for trophies in season. How does this get you ready for the end of the year?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things. First off, it helps you for the stretch run. This is a tough tournament to win. You have 2 different opponents, and you have opponents who are good. I mean, they're highly ranked opponents, so who've won a lot of hockey games. So I think from that standpoint, Schultze helps you through the stretch run. I think it obviously, again, it's something to draw back on, you know, when you get into the playoffs. And, hey, even if you get to an NCAA tournament, this is a regional. This is a regional. This is a legitimate regional. This is what it takes, and there's just no downside. There's only upside by playing in these tournaments.
Kyle Bauman's had great success in this building. You look back over the years, the year you won it, you killed off a five-minute major each night. What are some of your best memories from the last four games here?
Well, I think you hit a couple of them right there, Schulze. The five-minute majors that we killed off, especially that one against Mankato. We kind of were dialed in that particular night. Bits on that penalty shot. Last year we were down to Minnesota, and Corey Ward gets a great goal. He gets a great goal on a play that we kind of worked on, which is nice to see too. And then, of course, we get that power play goal. Jerry shoots it, hits. I think it went off Marcus's. I don't know if it went off his elbow or the side of his body. It doesn't matter. But we by coming back against Minnesota in this building last year too, I thought it showed a lot of guts by us.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.